Sport on RTE Radio 1.
22 minutes to 8. Darren is here with the sport this morning. Morning to you, Darren.
Yeah, I am indeed. Good morning to you, Rachel. The Republic of Ireland went down 2-0 to England in their European qualifier last night. A lot of the damage done very early in this contest. Lauren James opened the scoring after 12 minutes and then Alex Greenwood's penalty 7 minutes later. That secured the win. They did have a second penalty, almost made it 3-0, but they hit the upright. Irish team, though, much more efficient in the second half and really put it up to England for times, especially in that last 20 minutes or thereabouts. And I think plenty of positives to take from that. Next up, it's back-to-back games against Sweden in late May and early June. Eileen Gleeson, the Irish manager, spoke to Tony O'Donoghue afterwards.
Look, for us, super positive second half. See it in our, you know, in our DNA that we want to be aggressive, we want to be high up there and we want to go toe-to-toe with the best in the world, which I think we did for our part in the second half, and we put them under a lot of pressure.
And here tonight, the atmosphere, I mean, you've done a lot for women's football with this performance tonight.
I mean, the support here, Tony, I can't tell you how much it means. And big thanks to all the fans that came out. I think over 32,000 people here tonight. And we really feel that. And you feel it when we're higher up the pitch and they're supporting the girls and they never stopped. So big thanks to everyone that came out tonight. You make such a difference.
Yeah, great to see such a brilliant atmosphere at the game. Over 32,000 supporters shouting on the girls in green. Now, Caitlin Hayes was impressed with the crowd, but equally she was really upbeat and positive about, you know, the performance on the field. And she thinks that the performance last night can maybe drive them on to get more positive results later in the campaign.
Yeah, I think you've seen a great display of heart, display of passion. I think we were just hit on the money second half. We had one of the best teams in the world rattled, and that's a credit to the girls and believing themselves and backing each other and pushing up the pitch. Great second half. It was a great second half against France as well, so just need to improve on the little things in the first half. Can't do much about the penalties, but in terms of like our shape and our dominance, that needs to be from the first whistle, so that's something we'll go back and work on.
Lots of drama and controversy in the Champions League last night. Manchester City and Real Madrid played out a 3-3 draw in the first leg of their quarterfinal in Spain. And then Arsenal and Bayern Munich played out a 2-2 draw in London. The second legs of those matches will take place this day week. But bizarre stuff really in that match between Arsenal and Bayern Munich. Both teams felt they should have had penalties. But I think the really curious one was when the Arsenal goalkeeper took a goal kick to Gabriel, and the defender actually stopped the ball with his hand and took it again back to the goalkeeper. The referee was quizzed on this apparently after the game, and he said it was just a kid's mistake, so he didn't give the penalty. But no kid's mistake, it certainly should have been a penalty for Bayern Munich. Let's get some reaction though from Spain, where Phil Foden was player of the match for City. He scored an absolutely super goal and he feels they are now fully focused on next week.
It was a brilliant game, probably one for the fans. Such an entertaining game, end to end at times. And it was two teams wanting to attack and show the attacking side. And yeah, I thought overall there was a lot of positives. Maybe we could have controlled the game a little bit more when we scored the third goal, but we can't be too harsh on ourselves. We have to take the result now and go again at the end. I don't think it's bad. I think it could be better, obviously. We could have maybe come out with a win, but you know, we just have to look to the future now. We can't dwell on the result. It's one of the toughest stadiums you can probably go to. So, yeah, like I said before, there's a lot of positives to take from the game.
Cliona Maloney has been recalled to the Irish rugby squad ahead of their Six Nations game against Wales this weekend. She hasn't played for 2.5 years after she publicly criticised the then women's director of rugby, Anthony Eddy. Last night, Fergal O'Brien brought the curtain down on his professional snooker career. He lost to Mustafa Dugham 10-8 in the first round of the World Championship qualifiers. He turned pro in 1991, 33 years on the circuit. And finally, there is racing at Leopardstown. Well, we hope there is at Leopardstown at 1:15. They're going pretty heavy. A lot of rain this morning, though, so they're going to have an inspection around about now. And hopefully I'll have news on that for you a little bit later on.
Will it ever stop?
I'm not sure it will.